Welcome to the Stop Over Drinking and Start Living podcast, where high-achieving, goal-oriented rebel women come to learn how to live a vibrant and fulfilling life without requiring alcohol to get through it. No labels, no judgments, no saying you'll never drink again, just real proven methods to help you stop rebelling against yourself with alcohol so you can drink less and do more. I'm your host, Angela Masenik. Let's dig in. Welcome to episode 272. Is your drinking creeping? Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to the Stop Over Drinking and Start Living podcast. I'm your host, Angela. I do radio personality voices with my youngest kid all the time, and we crack ourselves up. There's this radio ad that has the same sort of sponsor on it. I think it's on 101.5 in North Carolina, and it's like, this has been brought to you by Taco Bell. And every time we hear this voice, we die laughing. Anyway, just a little humor as we dive into talking about creeping with your alcohol. So do you all know this song? It's like, creeping, I don't wanna know. If you're creeping, please don't let it show. Do you know that song? I'm doing a terrible job, but you can go Google it, Creepin' by Metro Boomin. It's so good. I love this song, and the topic of creeping and sneaking and all that stuff has been common lately. And so I want to talk to you about your alcohol and creeping. So basically what happens is, you know, we start drinking at some point in our lives, right? It doesn't really matter when. You might start off with just when you're younger, like maybe it's a Friday night party or in college or something. And then, you know, as you get further down the relationship with alcohol, maybe you're like, you've decided to go out for drinks on a Tuesday, or in my case, on a Monday after the weekend. And going back to school and work, and I was in college, going back to school and working at the end of a Monday, I was just exhausted because, you know, I had to be back on and being productive for the workday. And I would meet up with my boyfriend and be like, oh my gosh, can we just please have Monday at the brew pub just to deal with getting through the Monday, right? So there was a creep, right? So I started drinking during the week. And then it might evolve from there. So fast forward a few years later, and maybe it's like going out to drinks with coworkers on a Thursday night, right? And then maybe you have some kids and, you know, you're not going out socially as much anymore, but, you know, it's been a long day with the kids at home and you're exhausted and you're drinking wine on a Wednesday night. Or maybe it's creeping in with, you know, just talking about this with my clients today. It's like maybe you're putting some wine in your, you know, your Stanley, and you're taking it to the soccer field to watch your kids play soccer. Or, you know, maybe it's creeping in, and, you know, before you didn't used to drink during the day, but, you know, it's Saturday and you're going out for lunch and you know what, I'm going to have a beer, and it creeps in there too, right? So I just want you to start think about creeping, right? And your relationship with alcohol. And I'm making, you know, like these creepy hands that like are kind of like coming out with long fingers, and it's getting tangly, right? It's like a vine that's growing and evolving and getting bigger and more tangled. And, you know, 10 years later down the road, a lot of where you guys are now, 10, 20, 30 years into this relationship with alcohol, and you have a viney mess. Right? It is creeped into all of the different areas of your life. You drink to feel good. You drink to feel better after a bad day. You drink in good times and bad times just because it's sunny outside, just because you are at a restaurant, just because you are out with friends or whatever. You've got a win at work. You know, something bad happened, something unexpected happened. So it's just, it has creeped in and seeped into all of the nooks and crannies of your life. Okay. And I just want you to be aware of that. It's invasive, right? So think about if there's an invasive species of a plant in your area. Here in North Carolina, it's called Virginia creeper, of all the things. And it smothers. if you think about, if you know what Virginia creeper is, it looks, it's a green vine and it looks like ivy or something like that. And it grows in a very thick, fibrous, woody vine, and it goes up the tree and it kind of like a snake, and it kind of, it suffocates the tree. And so when you're thinking about your relationship with alcohol, it could feel very similar. Like you might feel suffocated by it. It might be, it might have a strong hold on you where it feels really hard to escape it. You've tried some things and it just feels like it has its claws in you. Okay. And so I think it's just really good for you to be aware of that. It's an invasive thing. It starts out not usually being a problem, you know, and then it creeps into all the areas slowly over time. And then when you're here and you're looking to cut back, it's very much entrenched. You have thick vines and legs attached to it. Okay. And I just want you to know that you can change it still. But I want you to just kind of have that visual of that Virginia creeper wine vine strangling that tree as you listen to this podcast. And sometimes to get out of that hold, we have to cut the vine, right? You have to take a break from it. And you may have been trying to have a drink plan and planning your drinks every week and, you know, trying to limit yourself. And if you're doing well with that, that's awesome. You know, but if you haven't been doing well with that and you're consistently not sticking to your drink plan, it may be time to cut the vine at the base of the tree and remove the creep. Okay. And I think that's just something that you have to be honest with yourself. I can't tell you specifically if that's what you should do. You know your relationship with alcohol the best and the work that you've done so far on it, if anything, and what you think might be helpful, right? So it's like, think about the Virginia creeper vine. You know, if it's really entrenched in you and it's really creepy, like, so say you are having your drink, you have a drink plan for the week. And if you don't understand about the drink plan, you might want to go back and listen to some old episodes. But basically, I recommend as you're cutting back on your relationship with alcohol to make intentional choices around it. And you want to plan your drinks if you're choosing to have them at least 24 hours in advance. Best case scenario, you plan your drinks a week in advance. You make a drink plan for the week. And you decide which days you're having drinks, how much of what kind. And then on the other days, you write zero and you stick to your plan. You try to stick to your plan. But if you have a deep creeper, like that Virginia creeping vine that's got that stronghold on the tree, and it's still there, and you're just kind of managing it, and you're just kind of like picking off a leaf or two, right? That's what it might feel like if you are trying to have that drink plan and you're trying to like keep it at bay and not grow anymore, but you're not really getting to the root of solving the overdrinking issue because you're still entangled with the vine. Okay. It's still, you're still in relationship with it. You're still, you're getting something from it, right? And it's getting something from you. So if that lands with you, if you feel like you're just kind of like in this, it's a lot of work to keep it at bay and a lot of energy, and you're not very successful most of the time, it might be worth thinking about taking a hacksaw and cutting that vine off at the base of the tree. And, you know, you can always invite it back in later if you want to. That's just something to think about, the creeping thing. The other thing is a lot of times it can be creepy is if you have done a good job in cutting back and say it's a, you know, you've been doing wine-free work week for a while and you're pretty successful at that. And then maybe you're like, I don't need to make a drink plan this week. And then, you know, so then, you know, a couple of weeks out, you get invited at a last minute invitation to go out to a restaurant or have a social event with people on a Tuesday. And you're like, and you decide to have a drink because, you know, you feel like you got a good hold of it, right? And so you decide to have a drink on that Tuesday. And then you recognize that once you do that, it starts creeping back in. It's like, ooh, we've opened up a little window here. And so maybe, you know, the next week you have another off wine-free work week drink, right? And then maybe you just have like, you know, a couple extra drinks on the weekend that was over your plan, but you're still kind of telling yourself, I'm still doing better than I was before. And like, you're not really being fully transparent and honest. And then fast forward a month after that, 2 months, 3 months, you're right back where you are. It crept back in there. Okay. I know so many of you can relate to this. And so I just want you to recognize the creepiness. Okay. Recognize how invasive it can be. I'm actually doing this right now with sugar. I've decided to take a break from sugar. And I cannot tell you how similar this is for me as it was for alcohol. And it's amazing how the sugar can creep in on me. You know, I take lots of breaks from sugar, in full transparency. There, you know, several times a year, I'm like, I'm not doing sugar for 30 days. And I always feel good when I do it. I always reduces inflammation in my body. My joints ache less. I have more energy sustainable throughout the day. I sleep better. I have less cravings for stuff. It's always a good decision for me. And I am on a 30-day break from sugar right now. I'm on day 27. Yay me. And it's just really, really interesting. I've been so much more aware of this creepiness with sugar in the past year or so that I'm like, oh, wow, this is exactly how it was with alcohol. Like I would take longer breaks from, this is before I stopped drinking. I would take longer breaks from drinking alcohol and then, or like a 2 week break or not during the week or whatever it was. And then it would creep back in one little bit here. And then a couple weeks later, a little bit here, a little bit more here, and then fuck it. It doesn't matter anymore. All of it. And I'd be right back to where I was at the beginning. And what I'm noticing now with sugar is that it feels very similar. And so I want to cut it off for myself to actually see this and to get away from it longer than maybe I have in the past, or really explore and solve that addiction around sugar. And I don't want it to creep back in. And so I am thinking now about extending my 30-day break because I've really enjoyed this. And I can't imagine like that there'd be some dessert or something with sugar in it that would be worth the risk of it creeping back in. And in full transparency with the sugar, it's not as bad as alcohol because it's not like I wake up with sugar hangovers or anything like that. But I do notice when I eat sugar, and this is before this 30-day break, it makes me have like what they call with overdrinking hangxiety. I have like a hangxiety with sugar the next day. So I have, my thoughts are not very clear. I think shitty thoughts about myself more frequently. I wake up questioning, did I drink last night, but what did I eat last night? And did I stick to my plan last night? Like all of that kind of like waking up with that doubt, that is the creep. And being away from it now for almost 30 days, I'm like, I don't have that as much. And I really, really like that. And so it's easy to let the creep come in. And I just want you to notice the creep that you might have with alcohol. Alcohol is an addictive substance, and it's normal that it creeps back in, especially if you do have a root that is as strong and well made like that Virginia creeper root that would be strangling that tree. If it is that deep, and you have been struggling with it for a long time, you have many, many years of overdrinking, you might consider taking a longer break to cut that root off so that you're not just keeping it at bay. It's hard to keep something that strong at bay. You will notice more creeping, right? And so I just want to open up the window of possibility for you when you think about this relationship that you have with alcohol, that you might need to do something differently than you have done before. That one thought, that one idea that a coach I listened to planted in my mind helped me take a 90-day break from alcohol when I first started my own journey to change my drinking. And that is what I needed to do to really heal my relationship with alcohol, really undo all of those very deep roots that I had with it, get a new identity going with it, go out and experiment in social situations and travel and managing difficult situations in my life without it. And then I brought it back in for a little bit. And by that time, though, I had done all of the deeper work and healing those roots that were so well ingrained that I didn't really want it. So I ended up leaving it behind. But I recommend that if you feel like it's got a hold on you and it is very creepy and you do well for a little bit and then it creeps back in, that you might consider doing something that you haven't done before. So that's what I have to say, my friends. Go listen to this song, Creepin', by Metro Boomin', and have a good day and let me know how I can help you. I am enrolling. Alive AF right now is closed for enrollment. You will know if you're on my email list when it is open for enrollment again. Right now, you can work with me still in a couple ways. I do have a couple spots left for private coaching where that's just me and you diving in deep on this stuff and having the ultimate accountability. That's an application only process. I will put the link in the show notes. The other way you can work with me on a deeper level is coming to one of my coaching and sober retreats. So I have three retreats right now, one in North Carolina next month in April, one in the end of July in Seattle, and the final one of 2024 is in December in Cancun. And all of those retreats come with private coaching with me. So it's an excellent way to get to the root of this, cut the creep off, and really work on your relationship with alcohol. And it's worth the investment and the time that you put into it so that you can move towards your goals in a much more holistic and easier way when you have the ultimate accountability with me in your back pocket, literally, because you get access to me via video and voice messaging app while we work together and whatnot. But all of those details are inside the links that I will put in the show notes for the retreat coaching packages and the private coaching. So I love you all. Don't let it creep into your life anymore. You can step out of that and make conscious decisions around what you want when you're not in the stronghold of the creep of the addiction of alcohol. All right, my friends, we'll talk to you all next week. Bye for now. I want you to check out angelamasonic.com/alive AF. You know what it's like to have a desire to cut back on your drinking, right? You start to read books, listen to podcasts, try things, but you might not be able to yet put all the pieces and suggestions together in a way that actually makes sense and works for you. You might struggle with beating yourself up after an overdrink. You might get frustrated with yourself when you take two steps forward and then another two steps back, and get overwhelmed with what's right and wrong about your relationship with alcohol. Your friends tell you that you should be able to have just one drink, and it isn't a big deal. You might be white knuckling through urges and resisting instead of peacefully processing them. And you might struggle with your identity as someone who has enjoyed having a lot of wine or alcohol in your life. It's around you all the time. It's what you do and who you are. Well, after 5 years of successfully coaching hundreds of women through these struggles, I have created the Alive AF membership, where women like you can learn the basics on what it takes to cut back and reach your goals with alcohol, whether it is to just drink less or totally quit. And when you join, you will get the exact framework I used to change my own relationship with alcohol and still use today that has led me to be alcohol-free for over 5 years. You're going to get access to my resources, videos, and worksheets that have been proven to change and reduce how much you drink. Every day you can ask questions, share your obstacles, and get coaching and direct support on the challenges you will face with love and no judgment. Also, you will get immediate access to workshops like uncovering your alcohol identity and changing it, how to say no to things that don't support your new identity or life or goals, aka boundaries, a workshop called Creating Emotional Agency, and another one, how to manage your mind to succeed at your goals and more. Every month we have a brand new workshop. These workshops are filled with step-by-step prompts and instruction to help you create the exact relationship with alcohol that is best for you. My mission and vision for Alive AF is to be a hub of support and resources for women to come and learn how to do what is best for them and becoming more alive in the process. When you join, you're going to learn how to take care of yourself better, how to feel good and become more alive and go after the life that you really want. I want this membership to be affordable and an easy solution where you can get all the help you need in one simple place whenever you need it. So no need to go read another book, find a new podcast, attend a free webinar, or go down the path of piecemealing it all together. Join Alive AF and have it all there in one place for you anytime you need it. So go to angelamasenik.com/AliveAF and enrollment is open right now. See you inside.